This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That's right, you're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and G. Robbie, have you ever been to Shepparton?
Oh, I might have passed through Shepparton.
Oh, you've never actually been?
I don't think I've spent a large amount of time in Shepparton.
Okay, I have actually been for quite a few of the past years, especially at this time of year. And one of the reasons why is because of the Out in the Open Festival. Now, remember Jamie and Stevens Todd, who used to ring us every single week to do Country Cousins?
I remember.
Damien has just gotten busier and busier and busier with so many things happening in his life. But one of the things that he has continued to do is every single year the Out in the Open Festival in Shepparton. And this year it's the eighth year and it's bigger and better than it's ever been. It's 11 days. It used to just be like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday type scenario or a couple of days. And it's now 11 days. Events in the Shepparton area. It's fantastic.
I'm looking at the list of events here in front of me, and it is crazy. He must be a busy boy at the
moment. Well, I mean, curating all of that is great. I'm glad that it's spread out in the way that it is. I think one of the things that's wonderful is that it starts with events that are a little bit different. There's a celebration tomorrow night. Obviously, Halloween's going to be a whole lot of fun. I'm actually heading on down because Frock Hudson is at 10:30 in the morning doing some rainbow story time. For the kids, which is going to be a whole lot of fun. But then it actually has forums so that medical professionals can find out things and a whole lot of fun on the weekend with a carnival day. But you know what? Why should I talk about it? Why don't we hear from the man himself? Here's a chat I had with Damien earlier today. So, Damien, it's the eighth year of Out in the Open, the eighth festival that's happening down in Shepparton. It must be pretty exciting to have it going from strength to strength every year.
Very exciting. We are 11 days long this year and almost 30 events. Who would have thought 8 years ago we would grow this little baby into something so big?
How wonderful is it to have it be something so huge?
It's amazing. And I think for a regional and rural town like Shepparton and for rural and regional people who often don't have access to inclusive events like the huge array we do for all kinds of people from families to multicultural communities this year, it's a significant thing to have on the calendar.
One of the things that I think is great is how big it is and diverse it is, whether it's a book launch happening a couple of weeks later or a celebration or the carnival day. It's just there's so much going on, and to be able to have it spread out I think says a lot about the community's engagement and what it means for everyone to be able to keep that celebration going.
It really is. You know, cramming 30 events into 11 days is a huge task.
It's massive.
I mean, we could have easily stretched this over 3 or 4 weeks, you know, and in years ahead, maybe we'll need to with the amount of stakeholders and community groups and individuals coming on board that want to run events. But we're particularly proud this year, of having family-friendly, rainbow story times in libraries, feasts to open the festival tomorrow night for multi-faith and multicultural communities. The Laramie Project, a theatre production by our local Shepparton Theatre Arts Group near the end of the festival, you know, all about Matthew Shepard and his death back in 1988 in Wyoming. So some really hard-hitting drama, as well as some, you know, fun events like you mentioned, our Carnival Day this Sunday in the Queen's Gardens, and our glitz party, drag queens, we've got it all, something for everyone.
You really do have something for everybody, and it's really great to be able to have something like that happening in a regional area so people can come from all around. Now, for many, many years, I've been hopping in the car and driving from Melbourne, and it's been really wonderful to be a part of. But also, another part of it is what it means to the regional communities to be able to come along to so much and to be able to pick and choose and have these options of a variety of different things that express what it means to be themselves or to be a part of something inclusive. It's really huge.
It is, and that's really important, but so too is engaging our allies and supporters, whether it's at a forum where they can learn to be more inclusive in their healthcare service, where it can simply be family members who may not have had their son or daughter or, you know, grandparent come out, but for them to come along to this event, if their family member isn't, they're sending really strong, clear messages that, you know, they're all for supporting, they're all for affirming diversity. And I think, you know, this festival, we've always said, is for absolutely everybody. And if you're questioning, you know, as a hetero person or somebody who's not LGBTI, whether this festival is for you, the answer is yes. We want a safe space where our allies and communities can mingle together safely, have a good time, break down barriers, and still shift some hearts and minds along the way.
That was Damien Stephen Todd from Out in the Open chatting to me about the festival that's kicking off tomorrow, starting with Drag Story Time, moving forward to a forum, and then a United We Feast meal and party tomorrow evening. It sounds like it's going to be a huge 11 days of fabulous joy in the Shepparton area.
All of my favourite things. There's education there, there's parties there, and there's food there.
Well, that's true. There's Carnival Day happening this Sunday. Now, I know some of you who live in the city might go, Shepparton seems like it's far away. It's not. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes. I'm putting on a face of drag tomorrow morning and then getting in the car and driving there. And I think it's going to be, that'll just be fun and funny in itself. Maybe I'm going to need to do some Art Simone-like filming and live chat with myself and all of my six fans.
Well, yeah, good. No, we might get up to 8 fans.
Too. Oh, you never know. But isn't it great? See, I'm not from a regional area. So for me, I just think it's really wonderful that this space has been created, the work that the community themselves and the volunteers that are helping to make this happen do it. Because being able to go and visit, and I've done that for years as a part of being here as Joy and other organisations that I've worked for. And actually, when you go to the regional areas and you see what it's like and what it means to them, it's really amazing.
I think it's fantastic. And it's nice to hear from Damien Stephens-Todd again, because it is a nice reminder of that there is always stuff like this going on in regional Victoria.
There's so much.
A surprising amount of it happening there. And we know that people who are from regional Victoria at times can feel a little bit more isolated just because of their location.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, they may not have the same connections that us that live in the Big Smoke have to you know, our community.
Yeah.
So these sort of things, I think, are priceless for our community.
For our community, for us and for those that are in regional areas that might need that connection and that community and strength a little bit more. So if you want to know any of the details, it's kicking off tomorrow with events over the next 11 days in Shepparton. Head to outintheopen.org.au and that's where you can find all the information. You know what, Robbie, I'm thinking on Sunday I might just hop in the car and go down for the carnival day.
It sounds fun.
I mean, hay fever has always been my concern. It certainly is probably nicer than it is in the city when I actually get out to the country, but it's absolutely worth it. You've got performers, local performers, which is what I think excites me more. The community really comes and gets behind it, and it's just wonderful to see that pride shine.
You're convincing me. You got a spot in your car?
I always have room for you, Robbie. I'll just have to get rid of, you know, everybody else. That I have. No, it's just like, I mean, you know how I don't keep things clean, whether it's my house, my car.
Oh,
but you know what?
Car.
There's absolutely always room for you, Robbie. Always room with me.
I'll lie on top of the other stuff.
Well, there you go. So we're going to drive to Shepparton on Sunday. You can come along too and come to the carnival day. Or you can just stick around driving home with us for the rest of the afternoon. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Jean, and we're driving you home from 4 all the way till 7 o'clock.
Beep, beep.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.